on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. With us, a member of the Pennsylvania House of Representatives representing the 39th District in Harrisburg, Representative Rick Saccone, with us on KDKA. Rick, how are you, sir?
I'm super deluxe, Stoney. Thanks for having me on.
Nice to hear your voice. I called, and I'm glad you took the time to spend some time with us to talk about how things are going in this formerly very blue Commonwealth that is, as of this last election, turned very red. We see not such great numbers for Donald Trump, and I'm wondering, is that affecting your constituency one way or the other?
No, not from where I stand, and I'm crisscrossing the state talking to people these days.
Right.
And I can tell you that people are, if anything, they're mad that they elected a president to implement their agenda. It's not his agenda, it's their agenda.
Yeah.
And that agenda included a number of things like cutting taxes and reducing the size of government and cutting back on regulations and repealing and replacing Obamacare and taking care of our veterans and a number of other things. And yet he is being resisted in Washington, D.C., so it's clear that he cannot get that done by himself, that our very own bureaucracy, people in the bureaucracy, are resisting him and undermining and sabotaging him. So the message I'm getting from people is that they are angry that he's not being allowed to implement the agenda that they sent him there to do.
How much longer do you think that will buoy him, and that really does work in his favor, that people are saying, okay, there are people against him that is not allowing that to happen, but you know, Rick, you've been in this business a long time. Eventually, people start to get frustrated, and frustration many times can turn to anger. Are you noticing any, you know, people wavering a little bit, or is it making their conviction as strong as ever?
I think people have been angry at our government in general for a long time now.
Yes.
And rightfully so in most cases, because the government has disappointed them. The government has let them down. They've elected people who said they were going to do things and they didn't do them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the case here. We have a guy that's down there doing everything he said he was going to do. And he keeps doing it, even though the people are working very hard against him. He just keeps doing it every day. And people see that. And they're saying, come on, get on board and help this guy. And if you're not helping him and you're in our leadership right now, then you know what? We're going to be angry at you.
Do you think, as you travel around and you talk with your constituents, are you finding people, and I find this to be very interesting and very American, that people are, you know, questioning their representatives and hopefully in a civil way, but, you know, waiting to get the answer. I think for too long now, you know, other people, and I'm not talking about you, but other people would give very standard, very pat answers, and that was accepted as an answer, where now people are kind of going, well, that's not what I asked you. I want to get a straight answer, and you guys, legislators, are being forced to give, or you're a straight talker, have always given a fair and square answer. Are you seeing that make your not only your constituents, but the folks you work with as well in Harrisburg kind of minding their P's and Q's as they go along?
Yes, because they're engaged in government. And I've always said that's what they have to do. People have to get engaged. If you're going to complain about government, then you better get engaged and really question, as you say, civilly, but with informed questions, engage your legislators and ask them and probe them and make sure that they're actually doing what you want them to do. And if they're not, that you let them know in a nice way, but you let them know what it is you want them to do and keep reminding them and keep their feet to the fire. Because a lot of the legislators that I run into, we've got a lot of good people up here, don't get me wrong, but there are a lot of them that you know, they're going to avoid those things. They're going to do the dance. They've been doing it for a long time, and they're able to fool the people back home. But it's getting harder and harder, because people want, as you say, they want those answers. They want people that are going to stand in front of them and be accountable, and you better be ready to do that, or they're going to come at you.
Speaking of the dance, you have a Democratic governor in Harrisburg. You're on the other side of the aisle. Are people in Harrisburg, our legislators haven't always gotten along very well at all, to the point of almost coming to a standstill, as they have many times. Is it starting to move in a way? Is everybody getting the message that somehow we got to make things move, work, and get things done in a better way?
in many cases, the pension system, for example, I think we're all in agreement, the Senate, the House, and the governor's office, that we have to fix this pension system. It always comes down to, okay, how, and, you know, that's where we disagree and where people dig in their heels. So, but I do think because of the magnitude of this problem that people are coming together and saying, look, we're all not going to get everything we want. We're going to have to come together and see what we can live with that moves the ball forward and you know, tries to solve this problem. It's not going to solve it in one piece of legislation. It's not going to solve it this year. It'll make an impact on it, and we're going to have to keep attacking this problem incrementally.
You know, I like the way you say that, because I long for the days of not people screaming at each other, but for having a good, healthy argument, both sides of the aisle getting together. And yes, there's going to be disagreement, and yes, there's going to be some words that are thrown out in the open. But in the end, legislators in the past, as you know, in the history of this country, have found ways to get things done, as opposed to returning to their corners and just not doing anything at all. And it seems like we're on the brink of people saying, you know, what the hell? It's not going to happen if we don't talk to each other. So let's get in there and fight.
Yeah, well, and before, you would find that maybe both sides weren't really that far apart,
right,
and it was easier to come to some type of compromise. But today, we see such a polarization, in my opinion, that it's very much harder to find middle ground. When one person wants to go north and the other wants to go south, going east isn't really a compromise. So someone has to win and take the country in that direction, one way or the other. So that's why we're having so much trouble doing that. We're just so polarized.
Rick Saccone, Representative Rick Saccone, is with us, representing the 39th District, the Pennsylvania House of Representatives in Harrisburg. You have some legislation that you have worked very hard on and continue to work very hard on. And I have to go to a traffic update, but if you can wait, I'd love to come back and discuss this because it really has to do with not only protecting ourselves, but our children as well.
Absolutely.
All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Representative Rick Saccone. All right, we're back. We didn't go anywhere, but it's just a phrase that we use. It's a radio term. Stoney in from Mike News Radio 1020 KDKA. Our number is 866-391-1020. And continuing our discussion on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline with the representative of the 39th District in the Pennsylvania House of Representatives. And he is Representative Rick Saccone with us on KDKA. Continuing our conversation, Rick, it's been said that using the internet these days is kind of like walking through a dark alley with no flashlight. And I don't really argue that. I think we all do it, and we go, okay, we'll take our chances. You have got a bill that you have worked on and legislated for this long time that has received support. We're talking about working both sides of the aisle that has received support from both sides of the aisle. Explain it and tell us where it all is in Harrisburg now.
Sure. This bill was originally passed. I passed it in 2013 unanimously. So it's one of those bipartisan things that we can all sit down and agree on. One of the rare things, it must have been, I say, up in Harrisburg, where we can all agree. And what it does is it addresses a problem of the sexual exploitation of children through the internet, which is an epidemic in our Commonwealth right now.
Mm-hmm.
On any given day, there's about 3,000 online sex predators in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Download child pornography, sharing it with others, trying to set up and lure people into their web. And every one of those pictures that they're downloading and sharing is actually a crime scene of a child being molested in one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to get at these people and get them off the streets. And it was very hard to do that before. My bill just allowed, it made it a little easier for the Attorney General's office to get to the basic information of the IP addresses that were downloaded. This information. It didn't allow them to get into any of the private information itself. They would still have to get a search warrant for that, but it allowed them to quickly get the IP address and name and address of the person, so they would know. It'd be similar to looking at a car license plate, mm-hmm, saying, I'm able to see who owns that car.
Sure.
If I want to search in his trunk, I still got to get a search warrant, but at least I know who owns the car and where I could find him and so forth. So my bill would allow that to do, and it did allow that. So we passed it in 2013. with a sunset provision of this year, of December of this year. And so this is real. Actually, it's a really good piece of legislation in this sense, too. I like this idea because people were worried. They were concerned. I'm not sure this is going to work. This might invade privacy. The ACLU had concerns. And so we said, okay, we'll put a sunset provision on it. If it's not working, it goes away in 2017. And lo and behold, it is working beautifully. We've taken hundreds of child sex predators off the streets that otherwise probably wouldn't have been caught. And so the bill I have going through now, which just passed unanimously in the House, would eliminate the sunset provision and make that bill permanent law.
Will, are you receiving any resistance to it at this point? I mean, obviously the success of it speaks highly for it, but do you think you'll be successful? And when will we know that it has completely passed and everything's okay with it, that it becomes permanent?
Hopefully, we'll be in session a lot in the month of June with the budget coming up, so I'm hoping it will zip through the Senate. The administration is for it. The Attorney General's office is obviously for it. Republicans and Democrats are for it. The ACLU is against it, but that was almost expected. They were against it last time. I was hoping that when they saw the record of the success, that they would say, you know what, this is a good idea, let it go.
Yeah.
But I think it won't have any trouble getting through. I think it will pass overwhelmingly, hopefully unanimously.
Well, and I ask you, from our own point of interest here at KDKA, this is something we should probably continue to talk about with our listeners to make them aware that this is something that is working for us, that could possibly go away. Doesn't seem likely, but it's still something that we should all be discussing, don't you think?
I think so, and I hope people get informed about this, and I hope that they mention it to their legislators that they support it, because people need to know this is, as I say, a successful piece of legislation done bipartisan, across the aisle. Everybody agrees with it. We worked it out. There's hardly anyone that opposes it. I mean, there's a multitude of groups that are for it, and it had a sunset provision in it. I think all legislation should work like that. That way we can get rid of it. We don't have to spend so much time worrying about bad legislation. This one had an automatic deadline on it. So, and now that we've decided that it's good, it really is a good idea that we can make that permanent. So, I think it's a model piece of legislation, and I want the people to know that there are things out there like this that are good things that are happening, because they do hear a lot about the bad and the controversy and the confrontations. They need to know that we are passing every day good things, and I have a number of other bills out there that I also think are very good, they're working their way through the system. A couple of them are sitting over in the Senate right now. Hopefully they'll be passed in the next few weeks. And I just think a lot of the things we do up here don't get, the good things that we do don't get the coverage that they should.
Well, we'll keep our eyes on them and our ears open. And you're always welcome on this show, Rick. Thank you very much for taking the time, and good luck on this. I think you're going to gain a lot of support as you go along as well.
I appreciate that. Thanks for having me on.
You got it, Rick. Thank you very much. Representative Rick Saccone, 39th District, the Pennsylvania House of Representatives, with us here on KDKA, taking the time to explain a lot in a very short amount of time, and I appreciate that.